वेलकम फ्रेंड्स टू लिटरेचर मंत्र. आई एम हर्ष सिंह एंड इन दिस लेक्चर विल डिस्कस द एज ऑफ रिवाइवल. ठीक है, द एज ऑफ रिवाइवल कम्स आफ्टर द एज ऑफ चौसर. ठीक है, एंड द एज ऑफ चौसर वॉज बिटवीन 1340s टू 1400. ठीक है, एंड इन टर्म्स ऑफ टाइमलाइन द एज ऑफ रिवाइवल एक्सटेंड्स फ्रॉम द ईयर 1400. ठीक है, ब्रॉडली फ्रॉम 1400 टू 1558. And what happens in 1558? It is the beginning of the Elizabethan era. Okay, so the revival of learning falls between the age of Chaucer and the Elizabethan era. So there is almost a gap of 150 years, okay, between the age of Chaucer and the age of Elizabeth or Shakespearean era bhi bolte hain use. So what happens in this gap of 150 years? That we will discuss in this lecture. Now first we will understand why it is called the age of revival. ठीक है, नेक्स्ट वी विल डिस्कस द वर्क्स ऑफ सम इम्पॉर्टेंट राइटर्स सच एज जॉन स्केल्टन, सर थॉमस मेलरी. ठीक है, सर थॉमस मेलरी, MALORY, मेलरी. उसके बाद फ्यू अदर इम्पॉर्टेंट राइटर्स. आफ्टर दैट एवोल्यूशन ऑफ ड्रामा. ठीक है, हाउ ड्रामा इवॉल्व फ्रॉम मिस्ट्रीज, मिरेकल्स एंड मोरालिटी प्लेज. उसके बाद वट वॉज द रेनेसा. ठीक है, वट वॉज द ऑफिशियल डेट वेन द रेनेसा स्टार्टेड एंड वट इट वॉज, एंड ऑल्सो ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड द स्पिरिट ऑफ द रेनेसा. ठीक है, बिकॉज इन इंग्लिश लिटरेचर वी कीप ऑन रीडिंग अबाउट रेनेसा रेनेसा रेनेसा. वट वॉज सो स्पेशल अबाउट द रेनेसा, वील ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट. आफ्टर दैट वील ऑल्सो डिस्कस सम प्री शेक्सपीरियन प्लेज. ठीक है, नाउ प्री शेक्सपीरियन प्लेज से मतलब है द बिगिनिंग ऑफ कॉमेडी एंड ट्रेजेडी. ठीक है, हु रोड द फर्स्ट ट्रेजेडी, हु रोड द फर्स्ट कॉमेडी, विल डिस्कस ऑल ऑफ दैट. सो एज आई टोल्ड यू अबाउट द टाइम लाइन, एज ऑफ रिवाइवल इज फ्रॉम 1400 टू 1558. ठीक है, आफ्टर दैट यू शुड कीप इन माइंड फ्यू इंपॉर्टेंट डेट्स. ठीक है, इट विल जस्ट हेल्प यू टू विजुअलाइज द इंटायर कोर्स ऑफ इवेंट्स एंड वॉट एग्जैक्टली वॉज गोइंग ऑन इन इंग्लैंड एंड in Europe in general. ठीक है, England was stuck in many wars. ठीक है, specially the Wars of the Roses. ठीक है, ये नाम है Wars of the Roses. It began in 1485. ठीक है, then another date you should keep in mind is 1492. What happens in 1492? Christopher Columbus discovers America. आपने पढ़ा ही होगा. And this opened European eyes to the existence of the New World. And America in those times was called the New World because it was newly discovered. Another date you should keep in mind is the fall of Constantinople. ठीक है, Constantinople is the modern day Istanbul, which is the capital of Turkey. टर्की में है ये. ठीक है, this happened in 1453 and 1453 is regarded as the official starting date of the Renaissance. ठीक है, of course even before the official date, even before 1453, there was the proto-Renaissance that was ongoing in Italy. But I am talking about the official date of the Renaissance, which began in 1453 with the fall of Constantinople. Now what happens in terms of literature or in the field of literature because of the fall of Constantinople, I'll just explain in a minute. Usse pehle aap ek aur date dhyan mein rakhna, that in the year 1476, William Caxton set up a printing press in England. Theek hai, matlab ye ki before that, printing press was not even available. So you can imagine in the times of Chaucer and before that, how difficult it was to preserve books and manuscripts and how difficult it was to read books when printing press was not there. ठीक है, but in the year 1476, William Caxton sets up a printing press in England. Now two more dates you should keep in mind. In the year 1517, ठीक है, 1517 में क्या हुआ था? There was the Reformation. Remember Martin Luther, ठीक है, the birth of Protestantism in Christianity. Earlier it was only Catholicism, now Protestantism. ठीक है, Reformation and Martin Luther, ठीक है, in the year 1517, this is the beginning. ठीक है, उसके बाद एक और आपको डेट याद रखना चाहिए, which was 1534. इसमें क्या हुआ था? The King of England, who was Henry the Eighth, ठीक है, Henry the Eighth broke with the Church of Rome. ठीक है, he passed the Act of Supremacy. Earlier everything had to be approved by the Roman Catholic Church, the Vatican, which is in Italy. But now, due to some personal and political reasons, the King of England, Henry the Eighth, totally broke with the Church of Rome. And it is with this act, it is with this law that he passed, that the hatred for or the suspicion for Catholics starts in England. ठीक है, उससे पहले ज्यादातर लोग जो हैं कैथोलिक ही थे, क्रिश्चियन कैथोलिक. आफ्टर दैट प्रोटेस्टेंटिज्म स्टार्ट्स एंड रियल सस्पिशन एंड ऑल्सो परसिक्यूशन ऑफ द कैथोलिक्स स्टार्ट्स इन इंग्लैंड. सो दीज आर द इम्पॉर्टेंट डेट्स एंड इम्पॉर्टेंट इवेंट्स दैट आर टेकिंग प्लेस ड्यूरिंग दीज 150 ईयर्स. ठीक है, फ्रॉम 1400, विच इज द डेथ ऑफ चौसर, टिल द असेंट ऑफ क्वीन एलिजाबेथ, which starts the Elizabethan era, ठीक है, मतलब which happens in 1558. इस 150 साल के ड्यूरेशन में ये सब चीजें हो रही हैं. Now as I told you that officially the Renaissance begins in 1453. So ऐसा special क्या था? What was so special about the Renaissance from the perspective of literature? Because after all, we are interested more in how anything has influenced literature and how literature has evolved during this period, age of revival. See, broadly speaking, just understand that the age of revival was the period in which seeds were being sown. Okay? Seeds are being sown during this period and the flowering takes place in the Elizabethan era. After that, you should ask yourself, seeds of what? What kind of seeds were being sown? Which seeds? See, it was the seeds of learning and the interest in classical ideals. Those seeds were being sown. And as it happens, first of all, we learn some ideas and then we apply it later on. So the age of revival is just the sowing of the seeds and the interest in classical ideals, humanist ideals, because you will see that there is the rise of humanism. Take a humanism. During this period, there is the beginning and rise of humanism. See, what happens in 1453 is that place, Constantinople, which is modern day Istanbul, was attacked by Ottoman Turks. Take a Ottoman Turks empire tha ek, which started to attack them and they couldn't resist or withstand the assault. So what happened was many of the scholars in many of the universities there, they thought that our most precious thing is the manuscript. The classical manuscript that we have preserved. So even while we save our lives and run away, let us also save these manuscripts. Kyunki these are ancient manuscripts. They have so many ideas, so many treaties are there, scholarly works are there. If you allow all of these manuscripts to be destroyed, because that is what happens in war, na? Whenever there is war between two sides, there will be infrastructure damage, there will be life damage, everything is destroyed and damaged. So they thought that we will also preserve these manuscripts and let's run away. So these scholars saved the manuscripts of Greek times and Roman times which were preserved in those libraries there and they fled. And eventually they landed in Italy. Okay? And afterwards these ideas, this knowledge eventually percolates to England. Okay? Ye hota hai. Because see, just imagine, in those days there was no internet. Okay? So it was not so easy for ideas or communication to flow from one place to another place. And even if you have a look on the world map, agar aap world map nikal ke dekhoge, toh there is some distance between Italy and England. Okay? So just imagine without internet, without aeroplanes, trains, without modern day cars, okay? It will be so difficult to transport manuscripts, ideas, learning from one place to another place. So that is why the ideas of the Renaissance first of all went to Italy and thereafter it took them some time to finally reach England. Okay? And when we have those ideas, any ideas, suppose mathematical ideas, suppose political ideas, social ideas, we will implement that. And then the real magic starts. Then we are able to build great things. We are able to write great books because we have those ideas. Okay? So just understand this. This is what is happening during the age of revival. Okay? So now with the coming of the Renaissance and the ideas of the Renaissance and the classical ideals, the emphasis now shifts to more human interests. That is why there is the rise of humanism. What is humanism? Emphasis on the human agency. Emphasis on the human as an individual. In earlier times, in the Middle Ages, क्या होता था? There was too much of emphasis on God or duty or heroism or religion or morality and most of the literature that was produced, most of it, not all of it, most of it was produced which emphasized life as it ought to be rather than life as it really is in reality because there is a difference between idealism and reality. There is a difference between how we want life to be and how life really is in reality. Okay? So in earlier times, there was emphasis on how life ought to be. But in the Renaissance, with the coming of the classical ideals, now the emphasis shifts to just a reflection of life as it is. And this is what makes Shakespeare very famous. Okay? Because with the coming of these ideas, the nature of literature is going to shift. And the age of revival is just a kind of preparatory phase. Okay? A learning phase. So preparing the way for new ideas, because even to implement some new idea, first of all, you must learn that idea. Just as it happens in any field, even to implement something, first of all, we have to learn ideas, knowledge, then we implement it. Similar is the case here. Okay? Now after that, you should keep in mind what kind of questions can be framed from the things that we have discussed till now. From an exam point of view, they can ask you, what were the traits of the Renaissance? They can give questions on humanism. They can give you four options and they'll say, which of these statements best explains what is humanism? So, ye aapko pata hona chahiye. Uske baad, aur kis type ke question ban sakte hain? They can give you a list of historical events and then they will say, arrange it in a chronological sequence. Which happened first? ठीक है, so fall of Constantinople happens in 1453. William Caxton establishes the printing press in 1476. Columbus discovers America in 1492. There is the beginning of the Reformation in 1517 by Martin Luther. उसके बाद in 1534 King Henry the Eighth ठीक है breaks with the Church of Rome and the law that he passes is called Act of Supremacy. ठीक है, so इन सब चीजों को chronologically organize करने पे question आ सकते हैं. You should definitely keep all of these dates in mind. These are important dates. So, आपको पता होना चाहिए what was happening during the Renaissance. What was the Reformation? Reformation was basically about reforming the church, Christian church, Christian Catholic church. ठीक है? After that, you should be aware of what is the Renaissance humanism. ठीक है? Humanism क्या होता है? Because all of these three things, Renaissance in general, Reformation, as well as humanism, have a direct impact on the nature of literature that is being written and will be written in future. Okay, that is why this is also important from a literature point of view. Of course, from a history point of view or a historical point of view, it is important, but also important from a literature point of view. Okay?